Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. An updated Cochrane review from July 2015 tried to answer the question of whether screening women for intimate partner violence or domestic violence in healthcare settings is effective. Lorna O'Doherty, a research fellow at Coventry University in the UK, has been working with colleagues from Australia, the UK and the US to review the evidence, and she tells us what they found.
Intimate partner violence is a serious breach of an individual's human rights. Most victims are women in their reproductive years, and consequences include poor mental and physical health, poor pregnancy outcomes and increased risk of death. The World Health Organization has estimated that about 1 in 4 women globally experiences physical or sexual violence from a partner in her lifetime. And these realities mean that partner violence is a global public health issue. However, because this is also one of the most stigmatized issues in our society, victims find accessing help enormously difficult. They experience fear, shame, embarrassment, and isolation. On the other hand, service providers across sectors have struggled to identify the issue and respond appropriately. Therefore, it would seem reasonable, given the high number of abused women who present in health services, to institute universal screening policies in healthcare settings. This has been recommended by some governments and health organisations and might enable disclosure, a supportive response, referral to specialist agencies, which altogether might reduce violence exposure and improve health outcomes. We have updated this Cochrane review, which was first published in 2013, to see if screening for partner violence in healthcare settings increases identification of women experiencing partner violence and referral to specialist domestic violence services and reduces further exposure to violence, improves their health and does not cause any harm. On balance, however, we've concluded that the evidence does not justify implementation of this type of screening. To be eligible for the review, studies had to have compared usual care with the process in which healthcare providers either directly asked women about their abuse experiences or were informed of the results of screening questionnaires that were completed prior to the patient consultation. We found 13 trials that had recruited around 15,000 women from diverse healthcare settings, including antenatal and women's health clinics, emergency departments and primary care. The studies were predominantly from high-income countries and urban settings. The 8 studies that measure clinical identification of abuse by healthcare providers provided moderate quality evidence for a near 3-fold increase in the numbers of women identified. 3 studies suggest that women attending antenatal care services may be more likely to disclose abuse. However, although these findings seem promising, the absolute number of women identified was modest in comparison with the numbers of women screened, the rate of intimate partner violence reported in exit surveys, and more broadly speaking, estimates of prevalence of partner violence in clinical populations. Furthermore, increased identification did not translate into more referrals, reduced exposure to violence, or improved health. But there were no reports of increased harm either, at least in the short term. Therefore, on the basis of the current evidence, which is consistent with the previous version of this review, and guidance from the UK's National Institute for Health and Care Excellence and the World Health Organization, implementation of intimate partner screening in healthcare settings would not be justified. It might be equally or even more effective to train healthcare professionals in effective case finding as part of taking a routine social history, for example, by asking women who show signs of abuse or those in high risk groups and providing them with a supportive response, safety planning and information as necessary. If universal screening was introduced, our concern is that these programs could provide false reassurance to practitioners and policymakers alike. Looking to the future, we would also like to see a shift in the research effort towards testing the effectiveness of interventions for women who disclose abuse, whatever the method of identification.
Thanks, Lorna. If you would like more information about the issues in the review, you can find it easily at cochranelibrary.com with a search for IPV screening.